What is up, party people? It's your girl Stony, and you're listening to the Lona Stoner Podcast. It is the first Sunday in March, so you know I'm back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Some special guests up in the house, my A1 since day one, my ride or die bitch till the wheels fall off, and then we walking. And her boo is up in this bitch too, so let it be heard.
Yo, what's good? This Alex.
Goku Savage.
And my bae is up in the building as well.
Yo, so there's some paper in this bitch. A lot of gang shit.
All right. So, listen up, y'all. Y'all heard what I was going to talk about last time. So, we bringing it to your attention today. All right. So, Alex, Goku, what is the most amount of weed? Or I should say how much weed have you smoked in one sitting, whether it's by yourself or you in a session with somebody or other people, because you know sessions usually mean other people.
So this was recent. We just bought what was it, like a half?
Yeah,
and that lasted us like 2 or 3 days.
But did you smoke? You didn't smoke all of it one day?
Nah. Mm-hmm. I think the most we did like in one day was like a little over an eighth.
Tell me why this one person was like, they smoked 16 grams to themselves, right? Yeah. And they smoked themselves so sober. I'm like, yeah, that's that high shit. Yeah,
how you smoke yourself sober? That's deep.
Yeah.
I don't know about sober, but I have smoked myself to a point where I feel like I'm not getting no higher. But
exactly, yeah. Yeah, I think that's what he meant. Like that's just crazy.
Yeah. You know you're on your level when you don't feel me.
Right. Someone was like, they smoked 3 blunts and 2 bowl packs. I really don't know how much 2 bowl packs is, because you know some of them are small, and depending on the bowl, and then some of them bitches are huge as fuck. So who the fuck knows? What about you, bae?
Shit, probably. Yeah, one of them cones, and we put about like them
big ones.
Yeah, it was one of them like big raw cones. We put about like them, little 14 grams in that bitch.
Oh lord.
One said we smoked that bitch. 24 people.
Shit. Yeah. 24 people?
4 people.
Oh, 4 people. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Motherfuckers kept pulling up, though. We put 4 people put in on it, but motherfuckers kept pulling up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, all together, everybody was saying probably like 6-8 people.
Yeah.
But everybody was hitting that shit leave because motherfuckers tapping out on that bitch.
I bet. That's just big as fuck.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah, that's that, though. You know what I'm saying?
What's the biggest session you've had, like, with people in it? Like, in the, like, you know what I mean?
2 cars worth of people.
Like, yeah, we was passing been there, shit done through that, the window. Twice, actually. It's like, this is too cold out here. We don't pass this shit, babe. We don't pass this shit. That was funny as fuck. Oh, God. What about you? Go. How many people you been in a session with? And the car was full, right? Like, 5 passenger people.
I think it was like 4 in 1 car, 5 in the other car.
4, okay, yeah. Okay, what about you? My bad.
Probably 1 car, 4 niggas, 10 blunts.
1 car, 4 niggas, and 10 blunts. Okay. That's a good ratio, though. But how many niggas was in that 1 car?
4.
Just 4?
Yeah, 3 other people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, that's a good ratio. Mm-hmm. For me,
1 just rolled up the whole session.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Well, got to. For me, I want to say, man, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, maybe 10, 12. Because, and being in a van, you can fit a lot of motherfuckers in there. So, I'm going to just say 10 to 12
I
people.
I was thinking, because I rode in that van before, I was like, bro, yes, I bet you're the craziest fuck sessions me up in this bitch.
You know it, and you know this. And we took the chairs down, so that's even more people in this bitch.
Dead.
The amount of weed was probably, I don't know, maybe an ounce at one point. Yeah.
Oh, and then I remember this one session, like,
I'm pretty sure at like one point 25. It wasn't out, because we just kept rolling and going.
I think I put like 25 in, and somebody else would put 35 in, mm-hmm. and we just all, like, we just started rolling blunts, just going around the darn table. I was like, oh my God,
what is this? What is life?
What in the world is going on? This is too much going on.
What about you? How many people?
We got about 15 people on one bunk.
15 on 1? First of all, nobody else decided to bring no fucking weed.
Like, it was kind of last minute, though.
That's like,
you know,
one hit per person.
That's what it was, too, you know. It was like last minute, you know, so we had a game. You know what I'm saying? I was playing rugby and shit. 15 people on the field. Everybody on the whole start lineup and shit. Like, I'm going to fuck that up.
I'm not good. I got fucking sticky fingers. I'm gonna break this down here.
Never mind. But yeah, it was only, you know what I'm saying? It was only motherfucking
15 on one. That's crazy. Y'all must have been real close, cause I wouldn't have said 15 people on this motherfucker.
My man's had, we didn't even smoke. It just happened like that.
Yeah.
It was just like right there. I'm saying, we got 5 minutes of the game. You know what I'm saying? Cause we had to be out there. You know what I'm saying?
He's cleaning his hands like you wipe your ass. Yeah. Basically, it's the same shit.
Did he be smelling his piss all the time?
Well, I don't really know. We're talking about Spooky, y'all. Y'all already know. He's weird like that. He does it, I guess, to be like, okay, this is my shit. Just to make sure no one else's shit is in here. I'm guessing that's what he's doing. He's like, nah, I'm still using the bathroom, nigga. Fuck you.
He thought it like, he was like, oh, no.
No, not yet. I gotta be clean first. This is what he does. He is so adorable.
Thank you. He'll clean for you. He shake his back paw before he gets
up. I'm telling you. All right. There's a debate finna happen. Oh, right shit. Now. Right here.
Oh, my dad.
Mm-hmm. Grinders or fingers?
Oh, shit.
Depending on the weed.
Depending on how sticky the weed is.
Yeah.
Well, I was, I do like breaking it down. Like, I feel like
putting
it in the grinder turns it into dust.
Yes.
Eat your weed.
Yep. People said they don't like weed eaters. Because
that's what I did. Like, I weigh it out before I put it in the grinder and then re-weigh it again. Yeah. After I take it out the grinder, it'd be like a couple points off, and I was like,
bro. What the fuck? My cousin on Snapchat had posted that this looked like a 0.5, but she swears it's 2 grams. And I'm like, this looks like a fat ass blunt. So I don't know what 0.5 you're looking at. I don't know how high you are right now either, because bitch, this looks like a fat ass blunt. Like, right. Chill. And she was like, grinders be eating my shit. I swear this is a 2 gram blunt. You look like 0.5. I wanted to call her. I was like, how high are you, bitch? Because you are high as hell right now.
But yeah, like, I feel like, depending on the weed, like, it'll break down into, like, complete dust.
Yeah.
Like powder.
That weed I got last week, when you grinded it up, yeah, it was definitely... I was so upset. I'm like, no, what is going on? But anyways, you said you like your fingers more than grinders.
Yeah.
Okay. Same. Because this is how I like it. If I could get the grinder to do this... We good. We Gucci. But if it's not gonna do that, then I don't even...
Okay, the wood ones, though.
Yes, those are beautiful. Yeah, I need to invest in one of those.
You know what I'm saying? Got the key chambers and all that shit. That's what you should
need. I need the ones with the chambers, you said?
Key chambers and all that shit. You should need shit. And the teeth. The wood, though. The wood, it's single slab bones. She always need out that shit.
The more natural, the better. What? What's not?
Kevin bite on my charger.
Oh. He will. He's still a baby. He doesn't turn 1 until August. But hell yeah.
I guess because it's black and gray, it's amusing to him.
Probably. So, Guko, you said grinders? Or you like to break your weed down with your fingers? Skillet biscuit in the background.
I prefer my fingers most of the time.
Most of the time. Bet. Okay. Alright. Babe, you like grinders, right?
Grinders, yeah.
Okay. So, in this debate, we've got a 3-1 for the fingers, yeah? And it's okay. So, if you're a finger grinder person, or you're a grinder person, it's alright. It's not bad. You can be both, apparently.
My old school, she used the scissors and shit.
Oh! Not the scissors. Not the scissors. Not the scissors, though.
Like, we tried to get her. We was like, grandma.
Just, we gonna teach you.
Like,
it's gonna be so much better.
You know? It got Bob Marley on and everything. Grandma, try it out. Oh no, I like my scissors shot. Get my scissors out there, darn drawer over there. This is
oh,
right beside
God.
My medicine
grandma's
bottle.
Old school, y'all.
I was like, oh God.
Oh goodness.
She old school. She used the scissors like the big scissors. I'm oh, like, goodness. Oh God. She was like, I like to feel my wheels. Like,
you ain't feeling shit. Anyways. You got a grandma
like
out there like this.
And then,
give
like,
her a grinder for her birthday or Christmas or something, whatever the next holiday
she
is.
She's not
give her
like
one.
Using the grinder.
Oh, God.
She's like, so that chick can turn my shit in the dust. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay, grandma.
Hey, she a real OG, though.
Yeah, from New York, too.
Oh, yeah. You just said it off the rip.
She from New York.
That's where my grandma's from. And she does not play. You met her, right? The one off of, on the south side?
I think so.
The White House? We've been over there. We've been over there on everything. Because we had, yeah. Anyways. So. Since I got you, my loyal listener, up on the podcast for the first time, I thought I'd ask you, what would you like to hear more on the podcast? Straight from a live audience.
Oh, shit. I don't even know.
You want to hear the facts, though? I mean, shit.
Right.
Facts on the weed? Mm-hmm. Like, as far as it being legal, as far as what's in it, or, you know, what? Mm-hmm. Just the facts? More facts?
Anything that's new on it, like dispensaries opening up, mm-hmm. these little tobacco stores trying to sell like
weed candy. Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah,
like real gas stations, not the tobacco shops.
Yeah, tobacco like shopping. We just got the gummies. Mm-hmm. We just had the gummies for the first time.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got tobacco shops.
This one up here, the BP. Huh. It has the little gummy bears. I'm like,
no, they sell weed, but they only got
this
3%
guy
THC
that was in front of me in line was like, oh, is this?
Like me, but it looked good. It looked good as hell.
With THC,
like,
shit, like said it out loud. I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah. You need to chill out.
CBD.
And she's like, no, they've got CBD in it.
And they got some shit called purple.
And I'm like, bro, it's the same shit. Why are you still saying it? Stupid bitch.
They got this weed tobacco shop called.
But yeah, it's like $10 for something like this weed.
Yeah.
Or $20 for something that much.
I think it's like $8.
Snacks with weed in it, you can feed your dogs.
Yeah.
You got the,
it's for,
You got the toy.
It's for like animals that's real hyper. It makes them calm down and get real relaxed. I'm like, damn.
Well, I don't believe it, though.
Shit. They just bringing up this shit and niggas been blowing weed smoking they dogs' faces and shit.
Just chilling. Like a villain. Alright, so we want more facts heard. I like to listen to what my listeners want to hear. What do you want to hear, new person? Well, you're not really new, but this is like our first encounter.
We need a whole lot of dispensaries around our way.
We do.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We really fucking do, but it needs to become legal here first.
Yeah.
Then we finna set this shit off.
We're trying to legalize it in July, I think.
Well, it's decriminalized right now.
Yeah, it should right now.
It's decriminalized right now.
What the fuck?
But
that would make it so much easier. But, I mean, come on now. They wouldn't have gummy bear THC in the fucking gas station if it wasn't, like, about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The fuck? Just gonna buy this shit right here while the cop's standing right there. Don't even fucking matter.
As soon as you eat, as soon as you bite.
Bite that shit. Woo-woo!
You eat one, you feel relaxed off gate. Off
I had a weed brownie for the first time the other day. I know you've seen that shit. Yes! I was so happy. I was so fucking happy.
5 minutes, you kick back somewhere relaxed and don't know the fuck why.
It's like, damn, I thought I was moving and doing shit. No, I've been sitting in the same spot for this, like, last 10 minutes. Well, hell yeah. You ever had one?
Yeah.
A weed brownie?
Yeah.
Those shits are fucking bomb, man.
I was scared, like, because...
Why were you scared?
Everybody be talking about how they eat the whole thing, and they be stuck, fuck around, end up in a hospital, and dumb shit. So I just ate it piece by piece. Like, I basically broke it down into fours, and I would just eat, like, a square. And, like, see how that dude wait a couple minutes and then eat some more. Like, I took my time with that hug. I was like,
that's what you're supposed to do. This girl had this party or whatever at And we had Rice Krispie treats that had it in it. And her cousin took like half of one. And this nigga was tripping, rolling on the floor.
Damn.
And I'm like, he young too, so, and he don't like smoke, so it was definitely finna get his ass. I'm just, I think I posted it too. You probably seen it. Because I posted a picture of her with the martini on her headband. We were playing a game.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. I'm like, bro, if you don't sit your... Well, you already on the floor. You just need to lay the fuck down. Someone put this nigga in the bed.
I walked down the path of LSD on my birthday last year.
Oh, Lord.
I did a tap.
Lord have mercy. The stamp.
Then a month or two later,
I did the comic book.
I did the comic book.
He thinks I'm playing with him because my feet down there and shit, but I'm really not. Fucking playing with him. Me neither.
I love the hot going there.
Okay, so during, like, when y'all smoking, do y'all like to listen to music or be watching some shit?
Music. Mm-hmm. Then I, if I feel like I want to watch some shit, I'll watch some shit.
I've been getting high, like, if he falls asleep on me, I try to wake him up. I'll be like, babe, let's smoke this blunt and watch Rugrats.
Yo! We can watch Rugrats. I'm down for that shit. Yeah!
It'd be a whole different experience. I'd be talking shit. I was on the phone with my brother yesterday. I was like, some bruh, I'm over here watching Rugrats High. And all I can say is, bruh, that was some neglectful ass parents. Like,
hell yeah.
Tommy Dunn got kidnapped like 4-5 times.
We had the Warriors and Sixers game record. I wrote a blunt, fell asleep.
I like these shoes, by the way. Yeah.
Appreciate it.
The book still so sitting up the kids the next morning. I sparked that bitch up. All I remember, I woke up, she blew smoke in my face. I was like,
That's how you wake people up, though.
Them high comas be hard to wake up out of so tall.
Thank you.
It's like you be so high, you don't even know what's going on. Even if you smell some smoke, weed smoke, you be like,
keep it going, bitch. Don't stop.
I still can't believe Snoop Dogg over there still smoking 81 blunts a day.
I wish motherfuckers would quit drug testing.
Me fucking too.
Because that's not fair, like, as far as we consider your sister for, like, 4 to 6
forever,
months.
Yeah.
Damn, 90 days and shit, like.
So we're just going to let that out there, drug testing.
That's not
done
fair
deal.
Because, like, what does my pee have to do with me being capable of doing this
working,
job?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
I just had a drug test, my respect.
I hate this shit. Like, when I got sick at work last week, I thought this was going to do. I thought that was either going to fire my ass or drug test my ass.
Oh, they can't fucking do that. If you got sick, you got sick. First of all.
But that's what Bojangles thought when I got sick with shit. Because they was like whispering. They was like, was she drunk? Did she come in here drunk and shit like that? I'm like, bro, don't do me. Like, bro, I done came in here more fucked up than what I was right then and there. It works. So don't do me.
Ah, you wild. You are wild.
Bro, half a Budweiser, 5 Bloods. I done been to Thomas Bill, came the fuck back. Came home, changed to my work uniform, went to work, like, it was shit.
Damn.
I worked off of there, biking it.
Really? Oh, wow. Oh, my God. No, you didn't.
On
morning
shift, yes.
Bitch!
What the fuck? And all I asked for some darn ibuprofen, because I had stomach cramps, bro. Here, take this, and drink this.
Who the fuck gave that shit? Oh, no, don't answer that right now. But...
It was one of the old heads. Been there for like 8 years.
They did not give you Vicodin.
It was half. But I mean, even so, like, that's like a horse tranquilizer, the whole one. So, like, the half is basically like
wild, wild shit.
Wild morning shift, yeah. And then we had like opening shift, like 4 o'clock for the morning shift, had smoke session out the car.
Yeah.
But them judges be stupid though.
They are.
I haven't been drug tested for shit yet, thank God. But I thought they was gonna drug test me.
Be careful. Better knock on wood for saying that out loud.
I'd already said it. Like, I'm about to leave that anyway. Like, why is Friday the only day I could work? They only want me to work on Friday.
Like, there's not other days of the week?
Oh, God.
Like, there's no other days. And then I hate this. Like, this one lady, like, she got hired on the terms that she worked week mornings and had a weekends off. Like, so she got both. She worked 11 to 4 Monday through Thursday. She don't work Friday.
Oh, so only certain people get certain set schedules. That's fucked up. Got me fucked up. Anyways, we finna be out here, y'all. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. Make sure you follow me everywhere at Loner Stoner PC and at Stony19. That's STONI19. And catch me on YouTube. I eventually will be recording these. I hope that's okay. Because it would be so lit. But yes. And always free DJ Savage. Stay stoned. What is up, my party people? It's your girl Stony, and you're listening to the Loner Stoner Podcast. Now, I know I have been MIA for the longest, but I promise people I have my reasons, and some of those reasons you'll understand, and you'll be proud of me. So, I know I posted on my Instagram, which you can follow me on all social media platforms at Loner Stoner PC and at Stony19 on everything. Go ahead and do that and then come back and listen to the rest. Now, I posted on my Instagram saying that I had some technical difficulties, which is part true. Sound issues. Guys, I knew I would come across it eventually, due to this whole shebang, but I'm proud I made it this far, and I'm still going to keep going. So, with that being said, there's some sound issues going on. I guess my microphone and my phone wasn't working, or like the speaker wasn't catching stuff, I don't know. Anyways, that's all fixed now. I went to go get my phone fixed today, actually, because it went black. So, anyways, problem solved. Now, back to the topic. The stupidest things you have done, or thing, could be one thing, that you've done while high. Now, we have all got a story or 10 about the stupid things we've done while high. And this one I'm about to tell y'all is number motherfucking one, okay? Don't let anyone tell you that A, they've never done this, or B, they don't know anyone that's done this. Because I'm pretty sure you've got a best friend, neighbor, first time smoking homie, whatever the case may be, that has done this. So, I'm sitting in my kitchen. I don't know what the fuck I was making. Probably like noodles or chicken sandwich or something. Who knows? Who cares? Anyways, so my food's done. I went to go into the freezer to get me some ice. Oh, ice machine. I was being extra. So I said, fuck it, I'm just gonna grab some ice. I don't got time to wait. I'm already high. I'm ready to eat. Got my show at the go. We ready. So filled my cup up. Got me some juice. Went back, put my food down in its rightful positions. And I got ready to watch my show, and I'm like, what the fuck? My phone should be in this slot right here. And I noticed that it's not. So, my high ass trying to backtrack. No steps and shit. I'm like, okay. The last place I was in the kitchen, so let's go. Get up. Look all around on the table, in the bread box, in the cabinets, all this extra shit. Look at the refrigerator. I'm like, please tell me my high ass did not put it in the fucking refrigerator. Lo and behold, it was not in the refrigerator, ladies and gentlemen. But I opened the freezer. There it is on the second shelf. On top of some frozen fucking peas. I'm like, yeah, I need to yank this shit out before it gets to low temperature. Which I have no idea if anyone's ever had that happen. But, you know, iPhones get overheated and they shut shit down real quick. So, yeah, my high ass would put my phone in the freezer. Not the refrigerator, ladies and gentlemen. The freezer. So, I'm pretty sure, if not all of my listeners, have done this before. So, I'm going to read something someone has told me on my Instagram. Shout out to this person. Sorry if I butcher your name, but I think it's Joseph_Genosar_ Maybe. Who knows? So, coming from him, he was about to open the door to his house and he discovered that he couldn't find his keys. So he decided to call his friend, check if he left it at their house. And then this nigga starts tripping. Sorry, God. This had me dying when I read this. He couldn't find his phone either. It was dark, so he turned on his flashlight. Y'all, he just made a phone call to his friend. I know y'all heard that. And asked him where his keys was. So, I don't know, between that phone call and him forgetting his phone, it didn't click when he used his flashlight either. Whatever, cool. He was looking around for like 10 straight minutes, he said. Oh, bad sneeze, hold on, y'all. Oh, hold it in. Okay, I'm good. I think it might come out. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you if you said bless me and excuse me. Back to the story. So then he was like, looking for his phone in his bag, realized that his flashlight on his phone was his phone. So then he called his friend and remembered that he only called him to find out if he left his keys, but the keys just so happened to be in the door. That shit there, buddy. Joseph, dude, good story. Good fucking story. You definitely had me dying while reading it, and I'm still dead. Like, your whole thing was just a stupid moment while I had, that's for damn sure. At least you recovered quite nicely. Kudos to those who do recover from their stupid moments. For those who don't, let's just work on it, ladies and gentlemen. Alright, so J_City7, I'm not sure where he's from, but wherever he's from, they've got geese in a pod, and he was chasing geese, and almost fell in his shit in the pond, and I was sitting there thinking, sorry y'all had a moment, I was sitting there thinking, nigga, if you would have fell in there, full clothes and everything, I'm pretty sure your phone was in your pocket, maybe not, headphones, all that, you'd be sick as fuck. Couldn't be me. And first of all, who chases geese while they hop? You one of them hyperactive, huh, niggas? It's okay, we still love people like that. Just don't go chasing shit, y'all. Just chill, kick back, relax. You ain't gotta chase nothing. That's how you possibly could blow your high. Or, you know, your stupid things turn into some things you can't get out of. Alright. So, talking by myself, y'all. It's a little awkward. I really don't like it, but I'm gonna have to deal. Anyways, shout out to those who were concerned. Shout out to those who listened. And the two people whose stories I just told. Go ahead and give them a follow. let them know they've been talked about in a good way. I hope I didn't hurt anyone's feelings. It wasn't my intention, I swear. But anyways, I appreciate y'all for being patient with me. It's a lot going on. I had to get right for my little promotion at work. I'm proud of myself for doing it. So, that's another reason why I hadn't been here. But, you know, life happens. We're all adults. I appreciate y'all for listening regardless. So, if you are listening, go ahead, tell like 3 people, hey, check out this podcast. It only takes like yada yada time, whatever. I'd appreciate that. And go ahead and let them know where to follow me. If you're not following me, you're slipping already. So, at LonerStonerPC and at Stony19, give me a follow. I'll give you a shout out. You could be talked about next. You never know. We out. Well, not we. It's just me. I'm geeked, y'all. Appreciate it. Stay stoned. What is up, party people? Let me read this shit. Hold on. Y'all are listening to the Loner Stoner podcast. Hold on, y'all. I'm watching this. What the hell? This cat is pooping standing up. I cannot deal. What the fuck? Anyways. Welcome back. All right. We got a special segment today. Because my brother is here. We all got to make sure he feels welcome. So, let's let our guest tell them who they are as soon as she gets the blunt lit, because she is really fucking struggling.
What's up? It's your model Milan.
I forgot about this. I didn't even know you was doing this right now. What's up? It's your boy DJ Sad.
I know it's some pay in this bitch.
All right, so let me put this on the ground. My bad. Yeah, just a little tad. So today I had posted on my Instagram, if anybody has seen it, both pages. I was comparing movies today. You finna pop up on my Instagram? Is that what you're doing? Oh, so you don't follow me yet? Is that what you're telling me?
I follow you.
You in all my podcasts right now, and you're not following me.
I do follow you, look.
No, the podcast, not my personal.
Okay.
Go to. Let this be a lesson learned for everyone listening. At LonerStonerPC, everybody, follow me on IG, Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. Disappointed in Mulan right now, but it's okay. She's gonna save the world. I do. I really do. But it's for a good cause. While she's doing that, back to what I was saying. I was comparing movies today, so we is going to compare them together because this shit is lit. So we can all get this debate closed. Stoner, not stroner. Just me. Now you can vote as well. Go to the store. Yep. And I know the first two people have not seen. I've heard. You don't know. No one knows Ripped or Kung Fury. Is that what that is?
Did you put that up there?
Kung Fury?
Did you tell her to put that up there?
No, I just looked at her and said.
Well, I think Kung Fury is on YouTube. One of the people said,
"Now, how high and half baked
is lit?" Yes.
I've seen these two.
All right, so
that was good.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I put Mac and Devin.
That
that's pause. We haven't gotten there yet. We got to which one is it? How High and Half Baked?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Half Baked
and How High.
So, Half Baked and How High, which one?
Half Baked.
Half Baked.
Half Baked.
How High.
How High. Which one? You said Half Baked?
I said Mac and Devin.
But the first one, How High or Half Baked? You see me?
I think I'll put How High.
How High?
Y'all are
I said Half Baked.
Which one is that? When they in college?
Well, now, nah. Dave Chappelle over there.
Wait, How High is when they're in college, yeah?
Now, Half Baked with Method Man Red Man. And they in college at Harvard with Ivory. No,
but is that How
High? With Ivory. They got Ivory.
Hell no.
You better Google it.
Half Baked. Half Baked.
Which I wish I had. You said you chose How High.
Yeah, that's the niggas in college.
Yeah. So would you, if you didn't know that you were smoking your dead homie, or if you did know, I should say, would you still smoke that blunt?
If I did know,
yeah, that your dead homie's ashes was in the blunt that you just rolled up.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna pay my respects and take a hit.
What was that?
How high? That's how they got. That's how they got the college and shit.
And pay my respects.
This is for my dead homie, such and such. Yeah.
Shut up. Why? Niggas just pouring liquor right on the ground.
A little like, water.
You know?
Half Baked. I wish I had friends like that. That dude really got some loyal friends, though. They all made a business just to bail this nigga out. Like, they don't have normal jobs. Or they couldn't get normal jobs.
Mr. Nice Guy. I don't know.
Way to make a business for your homies, though. Or your homie. Never feed horses. Police horses. Or you're going to jail.
Yeah, that shit deeper than with it.
Yeah.
It's not even.
All right.
I'm right here beside you, Mulan.
This bitch is struggling. I'm so dead. What was the next one? Go see. Hold on.
I'm not letting that go either. That might be you.
Mulan. That's fine, because you keep calling me Alicia, like I have an I in my name.
Alicia.
And I just came out with that. That's exactly why I have Mulan as a backup. You can't fuck that up.
You can't.
Nobody can fuck
or
that up.
Or if you're Jabbar Mulan.
From the countryest motherfucker to the most foreign, you cannot fuck that up.
Don't it sound like Aisha, but with an L?
Yeah.
I told her that, she was like, no,
Aisha.
And no.
Alicia.
Put the L
if you say it
Aisha.
Different. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, so any Friday movie against Mac and Devin?
It was a terrible. Whoever said that is dumb.
Well, I've got 50-50 votes.
No smoking weed. I mean, smoking.
The first one is.
Nah, that's a comedy.
Friday
bro.
is but it's still a stoner classic.
Yeah.
That's not no stoner
smoking.
Classic.
Yeah, come on.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Oh,
because you got a reg. Yes, because that's kind of how it is.
He was
that's
kind
of how it is in a group of friends. You got that one stoner ass nigga, and you got that one all about things just getting to work shit.
Right. Are you always smoking, bro?
Thank you. So that's why it is a stoner classic.
When he lost his job on his day off. Right there.
How the fuck you lose your job?
Oh,
your
day off. Nigga.
You know, you snap the player. Bye, Felicia. Come on, like.
If you can't pick Felicia in this cartoon, you do not need to be fucking movie. He's funny.
Big turn, big one.
Smoking my shit, smoking. Like, come on.
Okay. So, between both of those, all those movies, Ripped won, Half Baked won, and it was 50-50 between the last two. That was pretty dope. No one has heard this motherfucking Ripped movie. Pineapple Express. I haven't seen it yet. I should watch it.
Y'all ain't seen Pineapple Express?
Who's seen it?
Wait,
I haven't seen Pineapple Express.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I smoked some Pineapple Express.
I was right there smoking Pineapple Express watching that shit.
I smoked that shit before.
I'm right there.
I didn't know about that shit just came out. I seen that movie, bro. And then the crazy thing is, I was starting to smoke that shit.
Like, yes, it came out. That's what they're trying to tell you.
That shit crazy. Did you put that up there?
No, because
you
nobody.
Put that,
up
there. That would have got them probably hit on the head. That's a stoner classic.
You're just
well, nobody. Yeah.
Goddamn Kumar.
I asked people.
Hold on, Cheech and Chong.
Yes, Cheech and Chong.
Okay,
but I went
back.
That's
you
fucking old.
You do it back.
Cheech and Chong.
Don't
they
got
had the cartoon.
I think
cartoon?
So.
They had a cartoon.
They had a cartoon.
I asked people what was their favorite stoner movies? And only two people replied, which is the first two.
What?
The Kung Fury, whatever. And
I don't
Ripped.
Even know what that means.
I don't even know either, but I put them in the fucking tally just because.
Where did you get that from?
What?
Kung Fury.
I just said I asked people.
Oh.
And then the other ones I just put up there because I fucking watched those all. So, yeah. But Cheech and Chong, I heard, is funny. I don't know how many they got, though. So.
Cheech and Chong was tired, though. They had more than one movie.
They had a lot.
They had about like four or five. Mm-hmm. Oh, hit them up, buddy.
I remember when they was crossing the border and shit, they had the people in the back of the van and some shit like that.
Yeah, and the boy was waiting.
They was getting everybody to smoke weed.
That's what they was doing.
Hey, that's that shit.
I like the cartoon, though, believe it or not, man. That cartoon was, it was stupid.
It's another movie called Clerks. It's black and white. It's real, like
I can't
a 90s
do no
MTV.
Black and white.
You could. Gosh. It's no. It's
that's
in the 90s.
No,
it's not vintage. It's in the 90s.
And they just made
it
black and white.
Yeah.
Save money. Boom. Make a shit in color. It costs more.
It's a classic.
So, yeah. Show us. Show us. Show us. Okay, we hear you.
This nigga, man.
He really wanna get out.
He gonna break out that shit.
I'm gonna smack
he probably will. He's smart.
Yeah. He wants some light. That's true. He's shout out. He's scared of that damn dark.
So while I got y'all here, I gotta keep everybody updated on this whole legalizing marijuana in this state.
It's already decriminalized right now.
Yeah, but it has to go back to vote to be legal or not legal.
Y'all know who Jay and Silent Bob is?
It's decriminalized, it's all that matters.
Yeah, I know that.
You know who Jay and Silent Bob is?
You say who?
Jay and Silent Bob.
No, but I think Silent Bob. Probably thinking about somebody else. Show me.
I'm gonna show you the best. And this is what Clark says. They are the two pothead customers. But they ended up becoming so popular. I mean, everybody liked their characters so much on the movie, they end up getting their own, like, Jay and Silent Bob. But that's their names on
it. Yeah.
Do you have a dog, Easy? No. You like dogs?
Boy, I had a dog. I'm talking about this shit. I had a red nose kid.
He's dead on
his fucking head.
So if you didn't catch that, it is decriminalized in this state. But
I love those.
My bad.
I love those.
Moscow. He only speaks Russian?
Nah, he speaks something. He cannot speak good like we do.
Is he staying here?
Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. He wants to be a metal singer.
No way. First of all, this silent person. Do you really talk in real life, though? No?
That's fucking metal. Please.
I don't really know. But he really does not talk in any other movies.
Yeah, we should just have, like, a movie marathon, smoke weed.
A stone at 420.
Yeah.
Stoner
movie. I'm going to go get a tattoo that day, so y'all
if
should
I,
come.
If I got it by then, cool, yeah.
I want everyone to come. But yeah, if y'all got money, if
we
y'all
already
got it,
said then, we was gonna get a match. We already said we was getting a match, and we was gonna get intro somewhere, cause that's where we met. It was at intro. That's where it all the career, the modeling all started. It
must be nice to have a best friend.
Look, I've never had one, so it's nice to finally experience that and get that female thing you never got. It's different. It's taking some getting used to, but
you didn't even hit my button.
It works out though.
What? Oh yeah, I'm getting this Harry Potter tattoo on this whole arm, this whole sleeve. This goes to you.
I said, I said,
there's a tattoo shop up the street. Russell's good. That's who did this.
That is nice.
The person who did my cover up is.
That's a cover up?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that was a cover up.
What was it?
That is nice because I can see it now. Low key. I can see that's a cover up.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
It wasn't a stupid cover up. It's just the person that did it came from a shop. And
what shop did you go to?
Actually, he was at Capone's, this place called Capone's, but the dude ended up moving to another shop. He ended up upgrading to a better shop. He quit the other one, but he was like, I still do your, you know, your lifetime, for, you know, I still do your free retail, your touch-ups, because that's the policy at Capone's. They'll do free retouch-ups. But he was nice enough and professional enough to say, I know I moved shop, but I'll do it.
So tell me what my tattoo guy originally was going to charge me $500 for this. Did I tell you that?
$500?
Yeah, for
I
this.
I think he told me something.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, you got me fucked up. Because he posted this exact same one on his Instagram. Can you see it?
That was, but I had to go for a second session.
Who was the first one supposed to be? I get it, but I'm like.
It was pointed towards me, not toward, you would think it'd be pointed this way. The hands were pointed that way. Yeah. Like this coming towards me. It's a message behind it.
It's nice.
Thank you. It's just basically like I'm my own provider. You know.
Yes.
I give myself everything. I am my everything. So that's why the hands were pointed towards my way and not towards everybody else.
That's smart. See, I'd be having trouble with my tattoos if I wanted to face everybody or myself. But then I'm like, which was gonna make sense, huh?
How many you got?
I got 6 now, I think. Yeah. But anyways, we out here. We finna sign off. You got the basics. You got your results. Follow me.
I'm trying to get.
And keep it real. I will definitely be following everyone back. Sign off, my beautiful guest.
Tell my guest bye.
Bye.
You'll be back. Yes.
Yeah, check us
you
out.
You didn't follow me.
I will be back and follow me on Instagram at Alon Mulan, AlonMulan.
Yes, there you go.
Send me some of these fucking free beats, motherfucking drugs 101.bandcamp.com.
And we are out. Stay stoned. What is up, party people? Let me read this shit. Hold on. Y'all are listening to the Loner Stoner podcast. Hold on, y'all. I'm watching this. What the hell? This cat is pooping standing up. I cannot deal. What the fuck? Anyways. Welcome back. All right. We got a special segment today. Because my brother is here. We all got to make sure he feels welcome. So let's let our guest tell them who they are. As soon as she gets the blunt lit, because she is really fucking struggling.
What's up? It's your model Milan.
I forgot about this. I didn't even know you was doing this right now. What's up? It's your boy DJ Sad.
I know it's Sumpay in this bitch.
Alright, so let me put this on the ground. My bad. Yeah, just a little tad. So today I had posted on my Instagram, if anybody has seen it, both pages. I was comparing movies today. You finna pop up on my Instagram? Is that what you're doing? Oh, so you don't follow me yet? Is that what you're telling me?
I follow you.
You in all my podcasts right now, and you're not following me.
I do follow you, look.
No, the podcast, not my personal.
Okay.
Go to, let this be a lesson learned for everyone listening. At LonerStonerPC, everybody, follow me on IG. Twitter, Facebook, all that shit. Disappointed in Mulan right now, but it's okay. She's gonna save the world. I do, I really do, but it's for a good cause. It's for a good cause. While she's doing that, back to what I was saying, I was comparing movies today, so we is going to compare them together. Because this shit is lit. So we can all get this debate closed. Stoner, not stroner. Just me. Now you can vote as well. Go to the store. Yep. And I know the first two people have not seen. I've heard. You don't know. No one knows Ripped or Kung Fury. Is that what that is?
Did you put that up there?
Kung Fury?
Did you tell her to put that up there?
No, I just looked at her and said.
Well, I think Kung Fury is on YouTube. One of the people said,
"Now, how high and half baked
is lit?" Yes.
I've seen these two.
All right, so
that was a good one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
I put Mac and Devin.
Pause. We haven't gotten there yet. We got to which one is it? How high and half baked?
Oh yeah, half baked and how high.
So half baked and how high? Which one?
Half baked.
Half baked.
How high?
How high? Which one? You said half baked.
I said Mac and Devin.
But the first one, how high or half baked? You see me?
I think I'll put how high.
How high?
Y'all.
I said half baked.
Which one is that? When they in college?
Well, now Dave Chappelle over there.
Wait, how high is it when they're in college?
Now,
yeah.
Half baked with Method Man Red Man. And they in college at Harvard with Ivory. No,
but is that how?
For Ivory. They got Ivory.
Hell no.
You better Google it.
Half baked.
Which I wish I had. You said you chose how high.
Yeah, that's the niggas in college.
Yeah.
I chose.
Would you, if you didn't know that you were smoking your dead homie, or if you did know, I should say, would you still smoke that blunt?
If I did know?
Yeah, that your dead homie's ashes was in the blunt that you just rolled up.
Hell yeah, I'm gonna pay my respects and take a hit.
What was that?
How high? That's how they got. That's how they got the college and shit.
And pay my respects.
This is for my dead homie, such and such.
Shut up. Why? Niggas just pouring liquor right on the ground.
A little like, water.
You know?
Half baked. I wish I had friends like that. That dude really got some loyal friends, though. They all made a business just to bail this nigga out. Like, they don't have normal jobs. Or they couldn't get normal jobs.
Just a nice guy.
Way to make a business for your homies, though. Or your homie. Never feed horses. Police horses. Or you're going to jail.
Yeah,
all right.
Beside you, Mulan.
This bitch is struggling. I'm so dead. What was the next one? Go see. Hold on.
I'm not letting that go either. It might get you.
Mulan. That's fine, because you keep calling me Alicia, like I have an I in my name.
Alicia.
And I just came out with that. That's exactly why I have Mulan as a backup. You can't fuck that up.
You can't.
Nobody can fuck
or
that up.
Or if you're Jabbar Mulan.
From the countryest motherfucker to the most foreign, you cannot fuck that
don't
up.
Don't sound like Aisha, but with an L.
Yeah.
I told her that. She was like, no,
Aisha.
And no.
Alicia. Alicia.
Put the L
if you
in
say it
Aisha.
Different. I don't know. Maybe. Okay, so any Friday movie against Mac and Devin?
It was a terrible. Whoever said that is dope.
Well, I've got 50-50 votes.
Friday ain't no smoking weed. I mean, smoking.
The first one is.
Nah, that's a comedy.
Friday
thing.
Is. It's, but it's still a stoner classic.
Yeah.
That's not no stoner
smoking.
Classic.
Yeah, come on.
Smoking.
Yeah.
Because you got a regular. Yes, because that's kind of how it is.
He was
that's
kind
of how it is in a group of friends. You got that one stoner ass nigga, and you got that one all about they just getting to work shit.
Right. Are you always smoking, bro?
Thank you. So that's why it is a stoner class.
But he lost his job on his day off.
Right there.
How the fuck you lose your job?
On your day off. Nigga.
You know, you snap the player. Bye, Felicia. Come on, like.
So if you can't pick Felicia in this cartoon, you do not need to be fucking with me. He's funny.
Big perm, big worm.
Smoking my shit, smoking. Like, come on.
Okay. So, between both of those, all those movies, Ripped One, Half Baked One, and it was 50-50 between the last two. That was pretty dope. No one has heard this motherfucking Ribs movie.
Pineapple Express or Rulers?
Pineapple Express? I haven't seen it yet. I should watch it.
Y'all ain't seen Pineapple Express?
Who's seen it?
Wait,
I haven't seen Pineapple Express. Yes.
Well, come on now.
I smoked some Pineapple Express.
I was right there smoking Pineapple Express. Watching that shit.
I smoked that shit before.
I'm right there.
I didn't know about that shit just came out. I seen that movie, bro. And then the crazy thing is, I was starting to smoke that shit.
Like, yes, it came out. That's what they're trying to tell you.
That shit crazy. Did you put that up there?
No, because nobody.
That would have got them probably hit on the head. That's a stoner classic.
Well,
nobody.
Goddamn Kumar.
I asked people what was their favorite stoner movies, and only two people replied, which is the first two.
What?
The Kung Fury, whatever. And Ripped.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know either, but I put them in the fucking tally just because.
Where did you get that from?
What?
Kung Fury.
I just said I asked people.
Oh.
And then the other ones I just put up there because I fucking watched those all. So, yeah. But Cheech and Chong, I heard, is funny. I don't know how many they got, though.
Cheech and Chong was classic, though. They had more than one movie.
They had a lot.
They had about like four or five. Mm-hmm. Oh, hit them up, buddy.
I remember when they was crossing the border and shit, they had the people in the back of the van and some shit like that.
Yeah, and the boys waiting.
They was getting everybody to smoke weed.
That's what they was doing.
Hey, that's that shit.
I like the cartoon, though, believe it or not, man. That cartoon was, it was stupid.
It's another movie called Clerks. That's
Clerks.
It's black and white. It's real, like a 90s MTV. You could. Gosh. It's in the 90s. It's not vintage. It's in the 90s.
And they just made it black and white. Yeah. Save money. Boom. Make a shit in color. It costs more.
It's a classic.
So, yeah, show us. Show us. Show us. Spooky, we hear you.
This nigga, man.
He really wanna get out.
He gonna break out that shit.
I'm gonna smack
he probably will. He's smart.
Yeah. He wants some light. That's true. He's shout out, you scared of that damn dog.
So while I got y'all here, I gotta keep everybody updated on this whole legalizing marijuana in this state.
It's already decriminalized right now.
Yeah. But it has to go back to vote to be legal or not legal.
Y'all know who Jay is.
It's decriminalized. It's all that matters.
Yeah, I know that.
You know who Jay and Silent Bob is?
You say who?
Jay and Silent Bob.
No, but I think Silent Bob. Probably thinking about somebody else. Show me.
I'm gonna show you the best. And this is what Clerks says. They are the two pothead customers. But they ended up becoming so popular. I mean, everybody liked their characters so much in the movie, they end up getting their own, like, Jay and Silent Bob. But that's their names.
Yeah. We're going to make some money. And you're
going to
do it.
Do you
have a dog?
No. You like dogs? Boy, I had a dog talking about this shit. I had a red nose coot.
He's dead on. He's fucking ass.
Red nose.
full-blooded.
So if you didn't catch that, it is decriminalized.
I love them.
My bad.
I love them.
So that'd be
voted
on. Which is so dumb. If it's already done that way, it should just be like, hey, yeah, it's legal. Cool. Yeah. No, we always got to vote on some shit.
I heard Brundle.
First of all, this silent person. Do you really talk in real life though? No?
But he really does not talk in any of the movies.
Yeah, we should just have like a movie marathon, smoke weed.
Stoner 420.
I'm going to go get a tattoo that day, so y'all.
If I got it by then, cool. Yeah.
Oh, well, everyone to come. But yeah, if y'all got money,
we already said we was gonna get a match. We already said we was getting a match and we was gonna get intro somewhere. Cause that's where we met. It was at intro. That's where it all, the career, the modeling all started.
Must be nice to have a best friend.
Look, I've never had one, so it's nice to finally experience that and get that female thing you never got. It's different. It's taking some getting used to, but
you didn't even hit my bell.
It works out though.
What? Oh yeah, I'm getting this Harry Potter tattoo on this whole arm, this whole sleeve. This goes to you.
I said,
there's a tattoo shop up the street. Russell's good. That's who did this.
That is nice.
The person who did my cover up is.
That's a cover-up?
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that was a cover-up.
What was it? That is nice, because I can see it now. Low-key. I can see that as a cover-up.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
It wasn't a stupid cover-up. It's just the person that did it came from a shop. And
what shop did you go to?
Actually, he was at Capone's, this place called Capone's, but the dude ended up moving to another shop. He ended up upgrading to a better shop. He quit the other one, but he was like, I still do your, you know, your lifetime, for, you know, I still do your free retail, your touch-ups, because that's the policy at Capone's. They'll do free retouch-ups. But he was nice enough and professional enough to say, I know I moved shop, but I'll do it.
So tell me what my tattoo guy originally was going to charge me $500 for this. Did I tell you that?
$500?
Yeah, for this.
I think he told me something.
Yeah. I'm like, nigga, you got me fucked up. Because he posted this exact same one on his Instagram. You see it?
But I had to go for a second session.
Who was the first one supposed to be? I get it, but I'm like.
It was pointed towards me, not toward. You would think it'd be pointed this way. The hands were pointed that way. Yeah. Like this coming towards me. It's a message behind it.
That's nice.
Thank you. It's just basically like I'm my own provider. You know?
Yes.
I give myself everything. I am my everything. So that's why the hands were pointed towards my way and not towards everybody else.
That's smart. See, I'd be having trouble with my tattoos if I wanted to face everybody or myself. But then I'm like, which was going to make sense, huh?
How many do you got?
I got 6 now, I think. Yeah. But anyways, we out here. We finna sign off. You got the basics. You got your results. Follow me.
I'm trying to get.
And keep it real. I will definitely be following everyone back. Sign off, my beautiful guest.
Tell my guest bye.
Bye.
You'll be back. Yes.
Yeah, check us out.
You didn't follow me.
I will be back and follow me on Instagram at Alon Mulan. AlonMulan.
Yes, there you go.
Same as Andy's shuffling free beats, motherfucking drugs101.bandcamp.com.
And we are out. Stay stoned.